My guest at this time is New Mexico Republican Congressman Steve Pierce. He represents the Land of Enchantment's 2nd Congressional District, and he joins me now here at the end of the week to discuss efforts in the House and Senate to pass a continuing resolution to fund the federal government past midnight tonight. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
Happy to do it. It's nice to be getting out of town. Hopefully we get to spend Christmas at home, but if we have to come back and do something that the Senate sets in action, we're ready to do that.
To start out with, what were the parameters here? What did you want to be in this, and ultimately, what did you pass?
Well, I've been one of the hard yes votes for the Republicans this year, looking for more spending cuts, and we didn't get the sort of cuts that I wanted, but we got significant things here, and we basically passed two bills sort of in tandem. The tax extender, the payroll tax extender, plus the Keystone Pipeline were the signal pieces of the first legislation, and the second legislation was funding the government. I was insistent that we not have any more six-week funding for the government. It's not the way to run a business or a government, either one. So it's through the end of the year. That's nice. There were no earmarks. That's something that we wanted. I'd said all along we need to defund the 16,000 IRS agents that were included in the Obama health care bill. That was in this. There was language that prohibits the D.C. funding of abortions, and so that was good for me as a conservative. The downside was that we spent more money than I wanted. They've held the line at 1043, the trillion 43 on discretionary spending. We cut discretionary spending for the second year in a row, which maybe has never happened, at least not in recent memory. So it's got pluses and minuses. But the big piece was that we were able to, the Senate Democrats had said they weren't going to go along with the conference report. Democrats and Republicans had agreed earlier this week on how to approach this funding. And so they said they're not going to do it because we passed the Keystone Pipeline. And so this called their hand. And now then they've agreed, and the Democrats in the House voted large numbers today put this in front of the Senate. It's the conference report. They went ahead and signed that. So just our willingness to pass this bill as Republicans then brought the Democrats along. So now we've taken care of a piece of it. The Senate is still dealing with the Keystone Pipeline, the tax extenders, the unemployment reauthorization. So a lot of things in that other bill that sit in front of the Senate today.
You mentioned that some of the House Democrats came on board as far as the Keystone Pipeline goes and your version of extending the current payroll tax rates. Any tea leaves being read on the Senate Democrats? They're obviously in the majority. Do you get the sense that for the most part they'll go along with this, or are we going to be seeing the two chambers butting heads here?
I'm not sure yet. I know that the unions, the working man's unions across the country, are just clamoring to get it. It's got 20,000 immediate jobs, 250,000 jobs in the longer term. 1,500 miles of pipe will be cast here in the U.S., in Arkansas. And so a lot of jobs at stake, and the unions are telling the Democrats in no uncertain terms to pass this thing. Really strong language came out this morning from them saying that they're insisting on it. And so the president and the Senate, really the Democrat-controlled Senate, really have some introspection to do right now. We're on the right side of the issue. It allows us to get more oil from Canada, who is a much better friend than Venezuela, who we get oil from now to fill our refineries. So it gives us better source of energy, closer to home, and helps take away funding for Venezuela. So I felt like that's a win-win for that Keystone Pipeline.
Passing certain bills is tough with a divided Congress and a president that's not of your party. But one of the things that Republicans railed against in the campaign to win back the House in 2010 was the idea of these large spending bills rather than the appropriation bill by appropriation bill process. The omnibus bill process is something that has been generally frowned on by the Tea Party and other movements. What do you tell them when they're frustrated that this happened again with Republicans in the House majority?
The path back to fiscal sanity is going to be long and hard. Again, I've probably been as hard a vote as there is in the House this year for Republicans on spending measures. I voted no against the Speaker several times and on these sorts of things. But we got significant compromises. Anytime we can cut, we got compromises on the unemployment insurance. drug screening is something that I am the only person with a bill that screens drugs for unemployment recipients. A weakened measure of that was put into the bill. So we're starting to see reforms of all kind, and we got significant wording that is going to roll back regulation that has been put into place in the last year that is in the process of killing and choking off jobs. The Wall Street Journal just recently wrote that we probably have done more on regulatory relief than anything since Reagan, maybe before Reagan. So we've lost some battles, we've won some battles, but I think we're finishing up very strong on a message that America needs to hear, and that's the job creation, this Keystone Pipeline.
Is the regulation you mentioned about the boilers? And if so, just tell our listeners a little bit more about that.
Yeah, the boiler, Mac. The EPA is implementing regulations across the country on cement, dust, boilers, anything that they can do to kill agriculture and coal jobs. For some reason, I can't explain why they want to do it, but they've been implementing rules that are choking down our businesses, our sources of energy, our sources of jobs, and we're fighting a full-scale battle on that, and we're winning some of them. And so the Boer MAC is key language, the cement MAC. There is BART rules, best available replacement technology, that we're fighting. So some of these got included in this package, and then and we're able to send a message to EPA that we're just not going to sit idly by and watch you choke these down.
So assuming the Senate approves this, or at least you come to some sort of agreement with the Senate very soon, then the funding of the government issue is off the table till the end of September?
Yes, all the way through next year, and that's a relief. The government agencies should not have to wonder month to month if they're going to be funded. It's not the way to do business. Either choose a level, whatever. Again, this level was higher than I would have funded, but we got enough where I could support it and help move the ball forward.
Congressman, we'll see if the Senate and the House can find common ground here. We thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it, Greg. Always nice talking to you.
Thank you, sir. Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you and all your listeners.
Thank you, sir. New Mexico Republican Congressman Steve Pierce represents his state's 2nd Congressional District. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.